Hey everyone, welcome back in to the Madman Betting Podcast. Guys, I hope everyone had a Merry Christmas. And as we get ready to turn into the new year, our last podcast of 2025, we'll reflect back a little bit on 2025 football season. So much has went down this year as far as college playoffs, NILs, coaching changes, all of those things that have taken place this year in 2025. We want to reflect back at a few of those things as we close out this year. Got a couple plays coming up this week. Did not have a podcast the last little while simply because we wanted everybody to enjoy the holidays. And hope everybody did. Again, Merry Christmas. And guys, Happy New Year to everybody out there. Hope this year's been a good one for everybody. We appreciate everybody stopping in to the Madman Podcast as we continue going into 2026 through the Super Bowl. We'll take a small break and we'll get back at it for 2026 as we get into the summer. Again, thank you guys for stopping by. If you haven't, tell a friend, get over to madmanclub.com, register, name, email, phone, I think address. All of those plays are no charge right now. So get over to madmanclub.com. Follow us over on TikTok. Smash that follow button. Give us several likes. We appreciate that. Get over to our YouTube channel. You can see all of our reels, also the full podcast over on YouTube. It's on all the podcast platforms as well. But guys, again, tell a friend, get over there, and we appreciate the ones that have stopped by already. We're up 133 units. We are doing a couple things to the website. If you've noticed some changes, we're working on making some changes to it as well as the backside for scoring and things so you can see those plays a little better moving forward as we get into 2026. But again, guys, we're up 133 units on the year. We've got some plays coming up a little later in the show for this week as we bring in the new year and the playoffs. I haven't done a whole lot. We looked, don't like any of the bowl games, wanted to sit back and take a look and see how these bowl games played out, considering the fact that the way the playoffs went, I had a feeling it was going to be the way that it was, and it's been some awful, awful football. Couple pretty good games, but for the most part, it's not been good football. It just seems like season over, didn't make the playoffs, we're not going to play well, tons of opt-outs. Again, I really believe they need to change the NIL. I really believe they need to change the transfer portal dates. I think they need to tie in all the bowl games to the NIL that people are getting. That way you force them to play. I don't think you should sit out on a team that helps you get to the end of this season. Quarterbacks don't become great quarterbacks without good receivers and good running backs. Your team helps you be that good. So when you start opting out on your teammates, that's just, to me, that's quitting on the team. I don't care how many games you have left. I've just always felt that way. You should finish out the season with your teammates, the guys that went to war with you all year. But that's for another day and another story. But again, I do think they need to change the NIL. I think they need to look at ways to put caps on these things as far as players are concerned. Tie those into everyday productivity for these guys to get paid. So that's enough about that. Again, we're going to reflect back a little bit on 2025 football season, some of the things that went down throughout the year. We've got some more plays coming up, like I said, later in the show, some of these playoff games. But again, it's been bad football, and it's going to get worse unless they figure out a way to make some changes. I think I've looked at a couple things, and I'm going to throw out some ideas on what I feel might be a good way to do the playoffs. There is expansion coming. Guys, you might as well get ready for it. I really believe they're going to go to 16 teams, maybe even more. I think 16 teams is probably the right number. But I've got an idea or two that we'll throw out there. We'll see what people think about it. There's a lot of discussion about this playoff and what people think and how people feel. So we'll dive into that as well. Guys, we're going to take a quick break. Like I said, get over to madmanclub.com. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back in just a couple minutes. Hey guys, welcome back in Madman Betting Podcast, guys. Again, we appreciate you stopping by. Like I said, we're going to dive into a couple things we talked about earlier in the year. Back in the summer, guys, we're looking at Carolina possibly winning the division in the NFC South. We had them as one of our sleepers. We had them over the 4.5 win total. You got that. Gave out Mike Tomlin going over the win total again. Mike Tomlin has never had a losing season as of last week when they pulled off the win. So those were a couple things back in the summer. We did give out a few sleepers throughout the summer as teams we thought would have an opportunity to get in the playoffs and possibly win a national championship. They did not work out the way we thought. I think we gave out Ole Miss back in the day. We also gave out Illinois, which did not pan out the way we wished. We also gave out Clemson, who probably had the most talented team, but did not put it all together this year. They had a terrible season. But a few of those things we put out, we had Dallas as a sleeper, and it looked like late in the season they were going to be able to keep this thing close with Philadelphia. Of course, Philadelphia wins that division. We like New England with an opportunity to, secure that spot in the AFC East. So several things. We had Baltimore winning the AFC North and still can a couple weeks left in the season. So a few things we gave out back in the summer. It's been a great season. Like I said earlier, we're up 133 units, it looks like, so far. Guys, if you've been over to the website, we are making some changes. We're working on some things. We've had some glitches in the system, so we're working on the backside of the website. But for now, as always, throughout the rest of this season, madmanclub.com, get over there, get registered today. All of our plays, the college plays, the NFL plays, the Madman Dog of the Week. We did take last week off. We hope everybody had a Merry Christmas. And again, as we close out the year, a couple days away, we want to wish everybody a happy new year as we ring in 2026. We're going to get you through the Super Bowl, and then we'll start working on next football season. We may or may not tackle basketball. We haven't decided yet if we will. Takes a lot of research in any of these sports, but don't know if we want to tackle the basketball. Just never bet it, never have, don't know if I will. So anyway, let's dive right in, guys. A few things that went on during the offseason. As you know, one of the craziest coaching carousels we've seen in a long time. Early hire last year, first season at UNLV, Dan Mullen, great season at UNLV. But guys, some of these firings, Brian Kelly fired from LSU, James Franklin, Penn State. Of course, we gave out here on the show that Tech was going to sign James Franklin early on in that process. Also, another one we gave out Matt Campbell getting that Penn State job back in October. We felt like they would put him on the staff. He's done a hell of a job at Iowa State with not a ton of 4- and 5-star recruits, so I look for him to do a really good job at Penn State. And big news, to bring up some big news in this coaching change, Michigan, after firing their head coach and Whittingham stepping down at Utah, a week later signs a contract to go to Michigan. And I think that is a huge hire for Michigan. I think he will do a hell of a job for them. I think that's going to work out well for Michigan and that Big Ten. But back to some of these. Napier fired from Florida. Mark Stoops fired from Kentucky. Brent Fry, of course, fired from Virginia Tech. Sean Foster fired from UCLA. Troy Taylor fired from Stanford. Sam Pittman fired from Arkansas. And I like Sam Pittman. He's a good dude. Players coach. Trent Pray, Oregon State, fired. So... and Justin Wilcox also left as well. But then you turn around and look at some of these hirings, guys. One of the biggest names, of course, was Lane Kiffin. But if you look back at some of these things throughout the year, Lane Kiffin leaves Ole Miss and goes to LSU. They immediately hire Pete Golding for the head coaching position. And these kids absolutely love him. So I don't think Ole Miss will miss a beat as we dive deeper into these playoffs. Bob Chesney hired away from JMU, I believe, and will be taking the UCLA job. Ryan Silverfield has hired in Arkansas. Eric Morris, who done a hell of a job at North Texas. Coaching staff as well is leaving. They're going to Oklahoma State. John Summerall from Tulane, another real good hire. I think that he'll do a good job at Florida. I don't know if that's too big of a step from coming out of Tulane, but he's done a hell of a job at Tulane, so I think he'll do well for Florida. James Franklin, of course, is hired by Virginia Tech. Matt Campbell leaves Iowa State, hired by Penn State. I think that is a big hire by Penn State. Kyle Winningham going to Michigan. Those two teams right there made a big, big splash, and I believe both of those coaches will instantly turn those programs around from what they just seen this past year. And, of course, Lane Kiffin going down the highly controversial transition from Ole Miss to LSU. Both sides saying certain things, but we won't get into that. I think Lane Kiffin did a hell of a job at Ole Miss. And I also believe with the NIL, the way it is set up and the money that's been poured in for him when he gets there, there's a good shot that LSU will be sitting in the national championship chair here in the next year or two. So a lot of big hires, a lot of big fires this past offseason. A lot of things went down this offseason as well. You know, it all started off with South Florida running roughshod 2 weeks in a row, pulling some huge upsets. And first one was the Boise State game, which no one expected South Florida to win. And then again, they turned around in week two and pulled another big upset against Florida, if I'm not mistaken. And then, of course, week three, they got manhandled by Miami. But South Florida ended up having a hell of a year. Golish leaves. He is taking that Auburn job. He did a hell of a job at South Florida. He's another one of those up-and-coming coaches that's going to make some big changes for the program he goes to. I really believe he'll do a hell of a job no matter where he's at. But I think he can instantly turn Auburn around going into 2026. So those are a few of the changes we've seen throughout the offseason in college football. NFL, been a real good year in the NFL. Right now, 2 weeks left. We don't know who the number one seed is, so which tells us the playing field's level. Kansas City is out. Baltimore still has a chance to win the AFC North. New England has clinched a playoff spot. Buffalo has clinched a playoff spot. Pittsburgh is sitting here waiting to see if they're going to win this AFC North. They play Cleveland, then they play Baltimore over these next 2 weeks. That's going to decide what goes on. Jacksonville, Houston have clinched the playoff spot. That division has not been decided. The number one seed has not been decided in the AFC, if I'm not mistaken. Denver has clinched their division, but they haven't clinched a number one seed. The Los Angeles Chargers are in the playoffs. They've clinched a wild card spot. NFC, you've still got Carolina and Tampa Bay playing to see who wins that division. Seattle, San Francisco, and the LA Rams have all clinched a playoff spot. That was one of my predictions also earlier in the year. I felt like those three teams would all three get into the playoffs. They're just so much alike in some of the things they do, and they're always going to play good football. eliminated is Atlanta. New Orleans has been eliminated. Arizona's been eliminated. Detroit, disappointment. They've been eliminated. Minnesota's been eliminated. The Bears have clinched the division. Green Bay has clinched a playoff spot or a wild card. Philadelphia clinched the division. Dallas, Washington, New York Giants all eliminated. Division. Denver Broncos clinched the division. The Chargers have got in with the wild card. Kansas City, I'm glad they're eliminated. The Raiders have been eliminated. Tennessee, Indianapolis eliminated. Houston and Jacksonville both in. Bengals, Browns eliminated. Baltimore, Pittsburgh playing to get in. Miami, the Jets eliminated, and New England and Buffalo both in the playoffs. So again, guys, the road to the Super Bowl is still kind of undecided. I really, in my mind, I think the LA Rams is probably the most talented and best football team right now, just for me looking at what I think as far as a team that can get there. San Francisco, in my opinion, is probably right behind them. Over in the AFC, I believe if Jacksonville continues to play the kind of ball they've been playing, not a Liam Cohen fan, but man, he's done a hell of a job in Jacksonville getting them to this point, and they have really turned it around. And Trevor Lawrence looks to be that dude, and I'm one of them. I've said he wasn't that dude for a long time, but I really believe Liam Cohen has got him in the right spot playing real good football. As far as a team that I think can get there, if you look back at the Baltimore Ravens back in the day, defense winning that Super Bowl, the Houston Texans, in my personal opinion, have got the best defense in the NFL. And if they can find a way to score up in the teens and low 20s, they may be the AFC rep in the Super Bowl. So again, guys, it's not decided. New England could get there. Buffalo could get there. Buffalo's nemesis are not there right now. Patrick Mahomes is not there. If Baltimore gets eliminated, there's nothing standing in Josh Allen's way, because those are the only two that have taken him out every year these last few years. And if they get eliminated, look for Buffalo to make noise in the playoff once those things get started, whether they get in as a wild card or whether they get in as a divisional winner, we'll see. But they could make some noise, because Josh Allen, when he puts on that cape, man, you know he can get the job done. So NFL still up in the air. Still up in the air is who's going to get to the Super Bowl. There's not one clear-cut winner right now. There's not a clear-cut number one team. Like I said, I like the Rams. I think they're really good. But I don't know if they're the best team. I think they are. But still, you know, Carolina plays real good ball at home. If they can get a home playoff game, who knows what can happen. So they've really turned it around. But anyway, guys, we're going to take a really quick break. We've talked a little bit about some of those things that happened in the during the season as far as the coaching carousel. As we move into 2026, some of the things that I agree and disagree with, I agree with the fact that I think they're going to expand this playoff probably as soon as next year to 16 teams. I think that's probably the number. As you look at the top 16, there's those other couple teams that would be put in. And below that, I think every team below that realizes they didn't do the job to get in. But when you've got teams sitting on the outside looking in, like Notre Dame, who played a tough schedule to start, lost two games, A&M and Miami, first two games of the season, runs off 10 wins in a row, and they didn't do it winning by 7 points. They were blowing people off the map in those 10 wins. Having them in the playoffs would have been a good step. A good move as far as the playoffs concerned. I think they could have played with some of these teams that's in there. I don't like the fact that Notre Dame pulled out of a bowl game, period. I don't think that's the right way to handle things. Take your toys and go home kind of move. Again, it all goes back to this NIL transfer portal. people thinking they should be handed things more than they should. Look, man, if you didn't get in, you didn't get in. But don't disrespect the game. Don't disrespect the kids by pulling away and not saying we're going to go to a bowl game. Some of the kids on your team, some of those guys that may not have got a ton of playing time, may not have been a superstar, may not have that NIL money, those bowl games mean something to these kids. A kid that's not going in the NFL draft, a kid that knows this is the last game as a senior that I'm ever going to get to play with this team, and you pull out of a bowl game and take that opportunity away from that kid. To me, I think it's just disrespectful to the game. I think it's disrespectful to the bowl. I think it's disrespectful to the kids. So, you know, I didn't like the way that was handled, and I'm sure there's a lot of people that feel the same way. Once that first person done it, again, it snowballed. Just like back in the day when the first person held out of a bowl game because he was getting drafted, said he was hurt and he wasn't hurt, goes on into the draft. Next year it's 5 or 6. Next year it goes to 10 or 12. And here we are now. You know, that number's probably in the hundreds if you look at the bowl games of all these guys that have held out and sit on the sidelines and not finish the season with the same guys that got you there. And in my opinion, I just think you should finish what you started. And I don't think that's the right way to do it. Again, it's just my opinion. I think, you know, if you throw for 4,000 yards, somebody caught those passes. Those guys helped you throw for 4,000 yards, and you're going to sit out a game, a bowl game, and not finish what you started with these guys. I just think it's disrespectful. You know, you watch teams like North Texas, who didn't have any opt-outs, play against San Diego State, who did not have any opt-outs. And these dudes played their hearts out the entire football game. The running back, Hawkins, for North Texas, threw his body to the wind the entire game. That's the kind of ball you want to see. Hawaii and Cal, same situation. Those kids played to try to win the game. There's some of these bowl games that literally look like they had third and fourth and fifth stringers playing like they didn't even want to be there. And that's a shame. Again, I think it's just a disrespect to the game itself when you're not going to go out and finish what you started with the same guys that got you there. Enough about that. I'm not going to rant anymore about how I feel about NIL and transfer portal. That portal's getting ready to open. And when it does, we'll see what happens. Hopefully, it doesn't mess up the playoffs. But there's some coaches that's going to try to be poaching during this whole transfer portal. And if there's a team that thinks they may not win during these playoffs, they may jump ship. Or if somebody offers them enough money, they may jump ship. So it's interesting to see what's about to happen as these playoffs get started. They start this week. We've got to play. First game is New Year's Eve. Miami and Ohio State, the other three games are the following day. We got a play coming up here in just a minute on some of those games. But guys, we're going to take a quick break now that we've talked a little bit about NFL, college football, the coaching carousel. We're going to dive back into some of the games. Let's get back on track. Let's take this train to the station and let's cash some tickets. We'll be back in just a couple minutes. Welcome back in, guys. Madman Betting Podcast. We're diving back into some of this college football. The playoffs are rapidly approaching. We've got these four games coming up later this week. Real quick, we'll dive in. You know, we were talking a little bit about some of these football games and the way this thing has played out during the bowl season, and to give you some ideas and some examples of what we're talking about when it comes to bowl season. The Washington-Boise State game, which started it all off this bowl season. Washington just blew Boise off the map 38-10. I did not watch that game, but there were some opt-outs in that game. Jacksonville State and Troy, same situation. Opt-outs in that game, 17-13. I watched this game, Old Dominion in South Florida. Another situation where you had a bunch of opt-outs. Both quarterbacks did not play in this game. And honestly, it was just some bad, bad football. Turnover after turnover after turnover. Guys, even the kids that were playing did not even act like they wanted to be playing. Delaware, Louisiana, a snooze fest. Arkansas State, Missouri, 34-28. This game right here, there was some pretty good football. Alabama, Oklahoma, of course, is a playoff game. We know what happened there. Alabama fell down 17-0, turned it around, come back and won the game 34-24. Kennesaw State, Western Michigan. Kennesaw State did not show up. They should have been able to keep this game a lot closer. They were 10-4 on the year, 10-3 going into that game. Lost that game to Western Michigan 41-6. NC State and Memphis, same thing. Just bad football. Of course, playoff game, JMU and Oregon, Ole Miss and Tulane, both of those games, blowouts. JMU did cover. They were getting 21.5. But when you get down the Miami-Texas A&M game, defense, bad weather, a lot of wind, but Miami prevails. I really believe, and this may be a little bit of me letting the cat out of the bag, Miami may be the sleeper in this whole playoff thing. They knew they were out. The committee got them in. I think they realized they got a second chance. Look for Miami's defense to help get them deep into this playoff. There's another team that I like real well also, but Miami's defense is good. From the line back, everybody is good. A few more of these games. You know, some of these other ones I looked at. Louisville, Toledo, Western Kentucky, Southern Miss, UNLV. Like, UNLV didn't even show up for this game against Ohio. Should have never been close. They lose the game outright, 17-10 to Ohio. Turnover after turnover. So you get to Christmas Eve, Hawaii and Cal. This game right here, good game to watch. I watched it. 35-31, late. Hawaii pulls out the win. Central Michigan, Northwestern. Northwestern showed up, played ball, did what they had to do. The New Mexico-Minnesota game, terrible game. There's just not a lot of good football during this bowl season. BYU-Georgia Tech was a good one. They seemed to have all of their players playing, and it came down to the wire, 25-21. And a pick in the end zone to end the game with Georgia Tech driving down to try to win it. BYU ends the season 12-2. Did not watch Virginia, Missouri, but it looks like it was a snooze fest. Missouri's quarterback sit out. He opted out of the game. LSU Houston, 38-35. Barn burner went back and forth. I did watch North Texas and San Diego State. And both of these teams did everything, left it all out on the field to try to win it. And San Diego State missing a two-point conversion on the touchdown, the next to the last touchdown, which would have tied the ball game on that last score with no time left. But they lose the game 49-47. Mestemaker, who is going in the portal because of the coach, my opinion, I think he's going to go in the portal because I think he's going to get paid. Mestemaker's probably one of the best quarterbacks hitting the portal during this offseason. His coach left. The coaching staff is leaving. And I expect him and both running backs and the one receiver, there's four of them, leaving North Texas. And I wouldn't be surprised if a couple of those dudes, Hawkins and Mestemaker, end up on the same team before this thing is all over with. This kid threw for 4,000 yards this year, ton of touchdowns, and just looks the part, can make all the throws on the field. I really believe he's getting ready to get a payday by someone. Hey, Franklin, maybe take a look at this dude for Virginia Tech. He's a real good quarterback. East Carolina and Pittsburgh, another game where Pittsburgh went out there and laid an egg. Surprised that Narduzzi didn't have these kids ready to go. But again, it goes back to not wanting to be there, not wanting to play, not wanting to finish what you started. That's what you get. That's the end result. Tons of turnovers. Just terrible, terrible football. Clemson, Penn State, same thing. UConn and Army. Army doesn't have any transfers. These dudes are staying. That's why you get what you get when you play Army. 41-16. They did everything they were supposed to do. Quarterback 7 of 8, 108 yards and a touchdown. 12 carries, 171 yards for the other quarterback for Army. But they run roughshod over UConn. UConn's Mora's leaving the coach. And so, of course, you get, like I said, you just get some bad football. We got bowl games coming up the rest of this week. Georgia Southern and App State. We'll see how many opt-outs are in that game. Coastal, La Tech, Tennessee, Illinois, Southern Cal, and TCU. Wednesday, we've got Iowa and Vanderbilt, Arizona State, Duke, Michigan and Texas, Nebraska and Utah. Late game on Wednesday, Christmas Eve, Miami and Ohio State. The following day, on Thursday, January 1st, Oregon, Texas Tech, Alabama, Indiana, Ole Miss and Georgia. There's your four playoff games as we get through the rest of this week. To start with, I really like Miami's chances. And I know that nobody's taken Miami during this playoff. Every single person I have talked to, everything I listen to, they continue to say, take the Buckeyes. The Buckeyes will blow this game open. The Buckeyes will win this game by double digits. I really like Miami's chances. I think their defensive backs can do the job. I really believe they'll force Saiyan into a turnover. And if they do, I really believe that Miami can keep this game close enough to where they can possibly pull the outright upset later in this game. If they keep it close into the fourth quarter, look out. Miami may win this thing. And like I said, I like their chances just because of the fact that they got a second chance. I know they felt like they were not going to get into the playoff with where the rankings were going into that last week. But they put them in over Notre Dame, and I know they feel like they got a second shot. Crystal Ball has already done his thing as far as making that mistake through the season. He always seems to stub his toe somewhere. Getting that second opportunity, I think Miami is going to realize those don't come around that often. Let's make sure we finish, and I think they will. Next game up, Oregon and Texas Tech. Another really, really good game. High-powered offense versus stout, stout defense. Texas Tech, one of the better defenses in the country. Oregon, one of the better offenses in the country. Something's got to give. This line is sitting at Oregon minus 2.5. Total sitting at 52. I believe I like the over 52.5. I think Oregon can score. They really can get down the field, and they got speed all over the place. I think they'll break a couple. I think Texas Tech can also score. They made the choice in the offseason last year to go out, pay, and get players at every single skilled position they needed them at. Defensive-wise, linebackers, the line, wide receivers, quarterback, running backs, and they've loaded the team with players that can play. I have a lean in this game. I really believe that Texas Tech, in the end, can possibly keep this game close, but I don't know if they can keep it close enough. Oregon, minus the 2.5. And over 52.5. Next game up, Alabama, Indiana. Everybody knows I've been an Indiana guy all year. I like Cignetti. I like Indiana. I like the way they play. I like their defense. That was a big play against Iowa, Ohio State, when we took Indiana as a dog. They pulled the outright upset in the Big Ten championship game. Indiana is a all-around good football team. Good, good defense. Good, good offense. Good running backs. Good receivers. Good quarterback. Mendoza can get the job done. I hope that the layoff has not hurt them like it does some of these teams as we get into these playoffs and you take a 2 or 3 week break. Hopefully it's helped them get healthier and ready for this game. But sometimes those layoffs, you come out a little rusty. You come out rusty against Alabama, you'll find yourself down by 21 points before you blink. So hopefully you're ready. Indiana -6.5, total sits at 47.5. Guys, I like Indiana in this game. I really believe that Indiana can get the job done. I think this team right here can win the national championship because of the defense. And Mendoza will find a way to get them in the end zone enough. I don't think this game will be as close as people are anticipating. I believe that Indiana can win this thing by a couple touchdowns. I think they'll force Ty Simpson into a couple turnovers, which will derail the Alabama game pretty early. And I think Indiana can pull away late and make this a 14-point win as they move on in to the semifinals and possibly a chance to play in a national championship. Ole Miss and Georgia, you know, I thought, as always, you know, when you have a coaching change, I thought Ole Miss might stub their toe, play a little sluggish when they played Tulane. You just lost your head coach. They come out and took care of business, which proves the fact that Golding may be the guy. These kids love this coach. They're going to play hard for him. I think they're going to do a good job. I will say this. I was wrong about the way I felt like that game would go. I thought Tulane could keep it close, and they did not. Ole Miss did what they wanted to. Ole Miss is sitting in this game as a 6.5-point dog. Georgia favored by 6.5. 55 is the total. This could be a very interesting game. These guys played earlier in the season, and here we are with a rematch. I really, really, after seeing what Ole Miss did last week, I really like Ole Miss's chances to pull this upset against Georgia. Georgia looks good at times. They've also looked bad at times. But I just don't think that Georgia is as good as what people think they are. Just because they come out of the SEC, they get more talk about them than I think they should. I'm not saying they're a bad football team. They are good. However, I don't think they're as good as some of these Georgia teams I've seen in the past. I think they can be had deep downfield. I think if you take the top off the defense, you're going to see Ole Miss hook up on a couple deep passes. I think Ole Miss's running game is hitting on all cylinders now. I think that's going to help open up the passing game. Ole Miss +6.5, in my personal opinion, might be the play of the day on New Year's Day. Getting that 6.5 because I really believe that Ole Miss can pull this upset, and I think they can pull away and beat Georgia and get into the semifinals. So here we go, guys. We're going to take Miami +9.5 against Ohio State. Look for them to keep this game close enough to possibly pull the outright upset late in that ball game. Oregon, Texas Tech, Oregon -2.5, over 52.5. Indiana, we're going to take Indiana -6.5 against Alabama. Look for that total to squeak over the 47.5. Georgia, Ole Miss. Georgia -6.5. We're going to take Ole Miss +6.5. And we are going to take the over 55.5 in that ball game on January 1st, which sets up your semifinals to be played the following week to go into the national championship. So guys, that's our plays for this week. They'll be posted over on madmanclub.com. Anything else that we're going to play, we're also going to be posting those over there. Make sure you get over to madmanclub.com. Get registered today. Guys, everything over there is no charge. Madman Club college plays, the dog of the week, and all the NFL plays, they'll be posted over on madmanclub.com. Get over to TikTok. Smash that follow button. Check us out over on YouTube. The full podcast is over on YouTube. All of our reels over on YouTube. Guys, make sure you check us out on the podcast platform. Follow us everywhere on X, Instagram, and TikTok. Over on Facebook. We're everywhere, guys. We're handing out those winners. Taking this madman train to the station. Cashing those tickets every single week. Like I said, we're up 133 units on the year. Hopefully we can continue that trend all the way into the Super Bowl. But guys, for this week, hope everybody had a happy Merry Christmas. Again, sorry. Hope everybody had a Merry Christmas. Hope everybody has a Happy New Year. Check out those four games this week. It's going to be a good playoff. For that, this is a wrap for today's show. Guys, remember, continue to bet smart and bet like a madman.